Hey everybody, welcome to our morning devos. Today's passage is from Colossians chapter 4. Let me read this for us, and then I'll share some thoughts afterwards. This is Colossians chapter 4. Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Tychicus will tell you all about my activities. He is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. And with him, Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will tell you of everything that has taken place here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you. And Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instructions, if he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice. These are the only men of the circumcision among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you always, struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has worked hard for you and for those in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, greets you, as does Demas. Give my greetings to the brothers at Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. And when this letter has been read among you, have it also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and see that you also read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, see that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. A couple years ago, my wife and I went to an Italian restaurant in the South End for our wedding anniversary. Neither of us had been to this particular restaurant before, but after having done some research, I felt like this would be the perfect spot for this occasion. So we decided to check it out, and to our great pleasure, it really was a great experience. The reservation was really easy to make, and though the restaurant wasn't necessarily the biggest place, it had the type of atmosphere that my wife appreciated. On top of all of that, the servers were very friendly. They made a note of our anniversary, and I forget exactly what they did, but they did something to mark the occasion free of charge. And of course, most importantly, the food was amazing. We shared a couple dishes as well as an appetizer, some focaccia bread, a lobster scampi, and a short rib lasagna, in case you're wondering. And we could not have been more pleased with both the quality and the quantity of the food. We were both extremely full and after that had enough to take home for the next day. After this amazing experience, which admittedly was probably amplified by the fact that we were celebrating an anniversary, both my wife and I, we couldn't help but share about this place whenever an opportunity came up. If we were in conversation with people and the topic of a new restaurant or something like that came up, or maybe someone was asking about a place to celebrate a special occasion, we were always ready and quick to share our thoughts on this particular restaurant that we had gotten to experience. In this chapter, much of it consists of Paul wrapping up his letter to the Colossians with some personal greetings from various friends and members of the body of Christ. But before he gets to that, he essentially urges the Christians in Colossae to always be ready to share the gospel. In verses 5 and 6, Paul says, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. At first glance, you could read that and think that Paul means, be wary of outsiders, stay away, such as be careful of those who are on the outside, but that's not what Paul means. He's urging the Christians in Colossae to be intentional, to be wise about how they interact with and engage with those outside the church for the sake of sharing the good news. He's urging them to use the time well, to not waste it, but rather to take advantage of it, using every opportunity in wisdom to share the gospel. It's kind of like what my wife and I did with this restaurant, except, of course, with the gospel. always be ready to share about it. This idea continues on in verse 6 when Paul says to let your speech, as in the words you use, be gracious, seasoned with salt, all so that you may know how to answer each person, presumably when it comes to questions of life, Jesus, and the gospel. In summary, Paul is saying, always be ready to make Jesus known. Now, people have different thoughts on what exactly Paul means when he says to season your speech with salt. Many refer to and think back to Jesus' teachings on how we ought to be the salt of the world, which makes sense. When Jesus teaches us to be salt, he's urging us to be bearers of life, or on a more base level, to have a significant effect on those around us, where just as salt has a noticeable effect and has a certain value when added to something, we are to be the same. But another way to understand what Paul is saying is that he's encouraging us, exhorting us to speak in a winsome manner, in a way that is attractive or appealing. Of course, I don't think that means we're to be appealing in the sense of like making false advertisements or something, just purely for the sake of being attractive. But really, I believe what he's referring to is letting our joy, peace, fullness of life, everything that we have and find in Jesus, shine through in our speech. In the end, it's being ready to share about Jesus wherever you are and whoever you are with, both in your actions, you know, in terms of how you engage with the outsiders, as well as your words, your speech. And finally, notice the urgency with which Paul says this. He points out a time element. He says to make use, the best use of the time. He also says to always let your speech be gracious and seasoned with salt. Clearly, this isn't a take your time, move at your own pace, do it when you feel like it kind of thing, but rather something that we ought to be active in all the time. Our entire lives should reflect this so that at any time, at a moment's notice, we can be ready to share about Jesus. And so, let's take this to heart and do just that. A lot of the letter to the Colossians consisted of teachings that can be considered more about personal growth. There was a teaching on theology, like who Christ is, and then from there about what that means for us, that we are made alive in Christ. And Paul talks about how, in light of the fact that we have been raised with Christ and are now alive in him, we have to set our sights on things that are above, where Christ is, while putting to death that which is earthly, the old self. All of this is great. We need all of this for our own spiritual formation into Christ-likeness. And I hope that you've devoted enough time meditating on these words throughout this week as we read through the book of Colossians. But the point of growing in these ways isn't for us to just then get together as Christians and be good people around each other. It is that, but it's also to make Jesus known to, again, the outsiders, people outside the church, and add to the family of God to bring them in so that they're no longer outsiders. So let's take everything that we have learned, not just from Colossians, of course, but throughout our faith journey thus far, and let's always be ready. Always be considering how we can share the gospel with those around us, and may our words always be gracious and seasoned with salt, such that when opportunities come to engage with others, with outsiders, our words and conduct may automatically point others to Christ. With that, let me pray for us to close out this Devo. Father, thank you for this time in your word today. And God, we do pray that you would help us to be ready at all times. Lord, we confess that sometimes we think that evangelism or sharing about our faith, what we do at church or, you know, these kinds of things, we think that they're reserved for specific places and times. That with our coworkers, our neighbors, we just kind of, you know, have normal everyday life, and then exceptions where we might talk about you if it seems like the opportunity or the opening is there, or we're kind of forced in that direction. But Lord, we see here that you call us to be ready always. And so while that may not necessarily mean sharing the gospel explicitly with every single person, every single time we talk with them, we want to be people who are ready, God, who have a certain wisdom to know how to engage with those who don't yet know you, have a wisdom in knowing what to say, to do so with a certain level of grace, seasoned with the salt, as Paul says. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to do just that. Help us, yes, to take all the words, the the theology, the understandings of who you are, and really commit to our spiritual growth. And as part of that, help us to be ready to share with others, to invite them into your family. So thank you for this word, this teaching today. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.